Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 12 minutes and what a lovely morning, what a lovely morning. Beautiful weather, the birds are singing, how do you call it, what do you say? The birds are singing, the sun is shining, the tzotzis are out and about. Everybody's doing their job. Don't forget the silly season is here. I mean, crazy, alive and kicking. And everybody's talking about Black Friday. No one realizes how racist it is. Can we actually say?
What, that it's racist?
Isn't it racist? Yeah, eh?
If you think it's racist, you can call it...
Friday.
African-American Friday.
Roy, after Black Friday, or, you know, everyone's gone crazy and spent so much money, what would you call Monday?
Blue Monday? Sad Monday. Yeah, Blue Monday.
No, you can't be sad.
Why?
I think you have another one.
Why would you buy in Black Friday?
Nothing. It's really...
They raise the prices not, to take it down, surely.
It's not really... I don't care about it even a little bit. You don't understand?
Yeah, me too.
Really, none of my business.
It's maybe because you're a pawnbroker, but let me tell you something. Black Friday is just people getting rid of stocks. They get
let me tell
there,
you
yeah.
100%. Let me tell you an example from our field of business.
Yeah.
People are coming with a lot of gold, and they say, "Okay, how much do I have over here? Why do you want to sell the gold? Yes, I want to sell the gold. Do you want to sell it right now? Yes, because I need the money now. Okay, now the price is very, very low. If you will wait, maybe the price will go up."
Yeah.
So you buy something when you need it. You sell something when you need to sell it. You don't buy it because the price is good.
100%. 100%. So guys, you realize that we are at the end of the year. So what people do is getting rid of everything so it can bring you another shovel to dig yourself deeper. Give you a brand new shovel to dig your problem. Yeah, you're gonna dig yourselves into an early grave. Yeah.
Any Black Friday can get better prices than the prices you got in your shop all year round. So,
you know what? It's just an excuse to actually give somebody a discount. For my opinion, just give the discount. Just give the discount. If you can sell it cheaper, sell it.
It's a very nice time of the year. It's the 30th, almost Christmas. You need to get rid of all the stock.
It's a great idea.
I was at one of these big department stores, and they were taking all the stock and putting it aside. But big 75-inch TV sets, about 30, 40 of them, they're all like 20,000 and more. Were they hoping they were going to bring it down so they could sell it? I mean, it was stock that they obviously couldn't get rid of.
That's the whole idea. So now you can call it Black Friday. And because of Black Friday, we are here to, we give you all those great prices.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is, there's some good deals. I mean, the really good deals that I think people must go for are the cellular deals. I mean, we got a great deal last year and the year before on cellulars, and we really broke the bank there.
Roy, with Christmas coming up in the holiday season, do you find more people coming into your shop with goods, with some...
Every year, less and less.
What do you attribute that to?
Poor?
Yeah.
People are poor?
No, poor, but the economic...
Economic situation.
Listen, if 10% of the population went on vacation in December or in somewhere there, now it's much less. It's about 7 or 6%. That's a lot of people.
And I really, you know what, if anything, I want to share my life experiences with the audience and just give them a little bit the way I think, and for my opinion, all those holidays that are so embedded into the South African society,
that's it. It's a culture. It's a part of culture.
It's a culture. And for my opinion, we should, as a society, slowly eradicate that culture, because right now, at this point in time, we have to live. We live in South Africa right now. The economic situation. It's bad. It's not good. Really not good. Why won't you do once a month, take a nice vacation, 3-4 days, instead of waiting for the end? And it's very good for the soul. It's actually much better for the soul to take once a month, take like a long weekend or something like this with your family. Be with your family every week and go for a picnic, go do something instead of sitting at home and going around the shopping centers, spend your money. Just just do something with your family. Go a little bit to nature. Go walk a little bit. Go do something right with your kids, with your family. Over and above that, what you can do, and then you won't need, you wouldn't have the need, if you do once a month, like a longish weekend, you wouldn't have the need to go for a long holiday. Now think about it. We used to have factories. I mean, that I'm talking about 20 something years ago. We used to have factories. Now we used to close the factories for 30 days, from the 15th to the 15th. That's how I remember it. And I remember people that used to save money the whole year to go to the holiday. And used to plan. And then it was raining. Go to Durban and sit in the same house for 30 days because it was raining or pouring or whatever. So there's always so many factors that can go wrong, guys. Rather enjoy your times, you know, when you can. Don't worry about any, another thing is you pay more expensive for everything on December. Especially when you go to Cape Town, because it's another tradition of the people from Transvaal, from Gauteng. To go to Cape Town. I mean, think about it. It's not right. You must do it now. You must do it while you must live your life. Don't wait till the end of the year to have a vacation.
Roy, I remember some of the super restaurants in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Putting their menu prices in dollars.
100%.
And that's true.
100%.
And all these tourists used to come out and enjoy the sunshine and actually enjoy Cape Town.
Because Cape Town is amazing, looks beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. There's no doubt about that. But you can visit it during the year. Trust me, it's nicer. It's really nicer. You can really enjoy it and not with everybody there and pushing and shoving. So, and I think, you know what? Johannesburg is really not that bad in December.
Where there's the best away.
Yeah. It's quiet. You really? Can drive everywhere.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
I stay in December. Yeah.
Do you go away, Leo? Do you go away during
the
not. I stay in December. Yeah.
Not really.
But you go to the Vaal.
I go to the Vaal. It's 40 minutes drive. I mean,
still,
really.
You're out of town.
Yeah. All right. So I go out of town, but it's still like Johannesburg is really great. The weather is normally okay. And it's quiet and it's nice and I don't know. I find it like
it's
a holiday.
It's very nice, but if they will listen to you, it will stop being nice.
Okay, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
And they will stay. But it's part of our culture. Listen, it's part of the South African culture to leave everything in December and go. And like you said, less and less people are going because everybody used to have a house in Plett or flat in Plett or in Balito or somewhere there and used to go. It wasn't a problem. It's not so easy right now. It's expensive. It's
very
cost
expensive.
A lot of money.
No, it's very, very extremely expensive. And yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, you plan your holiday or 30 days holiday. And you know what? A man don't need 30 days holidays. You don't need it. I mean, it's too long. It just stretches. Eventually you just want to get home.
After the problem is that after a couple of weeks, it's become from a holiday, it starts to
be sore.
To be sore, and that's
you know, after
not the
10
purpose.
Days, even if we'll go overseas and I'll go
it's
the best
the
time, after 10 days, I want to come back home.
Yeah. Well, if you've got an active mind like you've got, you know, after a couple of weeks, your mind's working overtime and you need something to occupy your mind.
No, it's not about that.
I find that that's the way. I was overseas
you go
for
with
a month and after a while, sitting at home, it was cold, went for walks, went for drives, but towards the end, you're thinking, oh, it would be nice to have a bit of sunshine. You know,
it's nice to go home.
Yeah, it's always
to go
is.
To your,
always
you
is.
Know, you leave out a suitcase. It's not that great. It's nice for 10 days. You know what? But I found there. I'm telling you, there was a big research done. And I think I said it before. There's a big research done about how do you make yourself happy? So number one, don't get married. But that's number
that's
one. It's got nothing to do with the vacations now. Now, when you take a vacation, I mean, it's very nice to go. Like if you can do every weekend, like I do, I go to the Vaal River, which is an amazing place. We've got a lot of stories lately there, but it was an amazing place for the last 20 years or 25 years, whatever I'm there.
And you take your wife with you.
Yeah, I take my wife with me.
Yeah, she's coming.
Why do you have to mention my wife now?
Well, you
so
said
happy.
Early on, don't get married.
Don't get married, yeah, but I was not talking about myself. I mean, I got married already. But anyway, so, what I'm saying is if you have that little break every week, you really don't need that holiday. You really don't. And you know what? Enjoy your life while you can. And when the kids are out of the house, you don't have to go in December. I mean, you know, most of people that go into Cape Town now, the kids are out of the house already. So what do you need? You know, when you need the holidays, those particular...
Yeah, you time it with the school holidays.
With the school holidays, so. Exactly. So yes, you suffer when you got kids. But afterwards, when they go, and you know, a lot of population, the kids are already grown up. You don't really need... to go only on those particular
holiday, yeah. 100%.
Like, I heard the other day, a couple saying, what are you doing in December? So why are you waiting for December? Why don't you do it in November? Why? What is the reason? Oh, I'm going to go in December. I'm going to go to a ski resort. Good. Do it 100%. But why December? Why to push one behind that? Why?
Why? If you go to Europe to a ski resort, December, it's a good time.
No, go January when everybody's not there anymore. February, and then you pay quarter of the price and really enjoy it. Like this, you're going to stand in line. Same thing. So everybody's on holiday. So number one, if you out of the schooling age, of the school age, do it on your own time, on your own turf.
Is your
yeah.
business closed over December or are you very open?
No, we're in the service industry. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately or whatever you call it, we are in the service industry and being like that, we have to keep our businesses more or less going.
Running.
So we normally cover each other. Liel will cover us. We will cover Liel. So basically we always, one of the businesses will be open to give service. I mean, unfortunately, if somebody has the stuff, something in our pawn shop and he wants to release it, it's really unfair for him to wait till January when we open. So we will be there for him. Maybe he's going to wait another day to get the stuff out, but that's basically it. We will be there. Obviously, we're going to take all the long weekends there are and all the, but
a lot of holidays.
Yeah, we'll try our best. I mean, we've got a little bit of life as well, but other than this, yes, we are open, not full time. I'm sure like from 10 to 2, I would recommend 10 to 2 kind of thing. Be here every day, but be on a holiday mood. I think that's the right way. Yeah, that's it. What more can I say? We're going to talk about some racism. I want to talk about racism. I had enough, you know, that people call me whitey. And, yeah, we have to say what?
Life is tough. Bro.
Life is tough. Yeah. Life is tough. But, yeah, it's enough now. Don't you think? So in the meantime, Boulevard of the Broken Dreams. All right. We're back. The time is now, 9:30.
It's almost
past. Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Now, what I want to talk about. So, yesterday, apparently, was it yesterday with you, Wijnaldum?
No, we talked generally. It was an interview in CNN that he gave, about this week, in the beginning of the week.
I can't believe it that players that earn £100,000 a week. Listen again to what I'm saying. 100,000 pounds a week. That's 2 million rands a week, ish. About 2 million rands a week. That makes, what does it make? Like, 8 million rands a month. And, they have the right of saying, no, we can't, we're not gonna pay, not gonna play if they call us, names. Yes?
Racist.
Racist.
Not only name, racist. It's, they're talking about the black players.
All right. So what happened if you reverse the situation? And I'm sure there's racism. Why? I'm asking everyone. Why is only white to black races? Why there's no black to white race? Why there's never?
Of course there is, but that's
definitely
not the cases.
There is, but why people are not making anything out of it? Why?
Because
the media.
If you talk about the soccer, it's not happening, and it's not fair to make this
assumption.
Not assumption.
What?
When you try to make two things the same, it's not, because the racism against black players, it's a really big problem, and there is no problem of racism against white players.
Because you don't know about
in
it.
In soccer.
Because you don't know about it. You don't know about it. I promise you. You just don't know about it. It's as simple as that. We don't know about it, meaning the media does not report any cases of white racism over black to white.
There's more white players.
You know what? It's getting to be like almost equal now, because especially the Premier League is full of black players. And you know what? I mean, if you're colorblind, you're colorblind. Doesn't make a difference. But if you're not, then maybe it makes a difference for you. I find, like in South Africa, for me, they say it's reverse racism. No, it's not reverse. It's racism. When you're looking at black on white racism, all the BEE story that already survives with us for 25 years. This is pure racism. That's it. 25 years ago, a guy was not even born, and now he's BEE. Well, why? Why? It's enough.
Roy, there's interesting aside to this.
What do you mean?
Sia Kolisi, the Springbok rugby captain.
Okay,
he's a Liverpool supporter.
Oh, that's nice.
And he went, met in Liverpool, he met Jurgen Klopp.
Ah, nice.
And he's so overawed by the occasion, yeah. I heard, that he couldn't say anything. He could hardly speak because we like his hero. And it's amazing, you know, that we have Springbok rugby.
We've got our childhood heroes, you know.
Who's got, and you meet these guys and they're human, they're flesh and blood.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a documentary on Klopp the other day on YouTube and he's an amazing guy.
No, he's a very clever man.
Very clever. 100%.
Very, so very,
Yesterday, if you watched the game, there was no Kloppage time.
There was no ma?
Kloppage time.
What's Kloppage time?
Kloppage time is when we score the goals, you know, in
well,
the
end. He goes crazy, yeah.
He goes crazy.
Kloppage time, because.
And yet he says
he went crazy, he got a yellow card yesterday.
Yes. Well, it used to be Fergie time.
No, Fergie
because Alex Ferguson and Manchester United in the first decade of the 2000 used to, I don't know
how many
goals.
Didn't they call him the hairdryer?
Who's it?
Who's Ferguson, because Ferguson? If some of the players didn't come up, he would scream and shout at them, but close up in their faces. There was hot air coming out. And they used to call like
there was something with the bubble gum with Fergie. He had his own
bubble gum. When he stopped smoking, he started chewing bubble gum. He chews the bubble gum like he wanted to hit him. Like he wanted to hit. I want to eat the bubble gum. Yeah,
he had his own brand of bubble gums. And
does he?
Yeah,
Fergie.
Yeah,
how do you know that?
How do I know
yes,
this?
Yes, I want to know.
I was following soccer for 20 years.
So what
did they
advertise? Fergie
has
this sign of bubblegum. Maybe he's got an investment there.
But yeah, they used to call it Fergie time and now it's Kloppage time. It's the, you know, the time after the 90th minute is the time that Liverpool like to score goals. And yesterday, unfortunately, we didn't.
I don't know. We played very vegan yesterday.
Vegan?
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing with you about yesterday. I'm agreeing with you about generally this season.
But we're still winning games.
There's no bite, vegan. There's no bite. There's no.
There's no wanting.
Don't want to. Yeah. Don't want to eat anybody.
Very, very, very parev.
Yes.
Parev.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not meat. Not milk. Right. Yeah. It's
very, very like settled and relaxed more. Which is good. I mean, the one thing I tell you that we believe we've got that belief. Liverpool has the belief that they're going to win each game.
Yes,
so you can see, even if we won down, we always come back. Always come back, which is great.
Like in the last two seasons before this one, you always used to know that Klopp going to get up in the second half very, very strong because he changed a little bit the strategy and everything and he learned what the guys came to stay there. The team that come to play against us, what they're going to do, and then we will kill them in the second half. And this year, it's not so easy.
We don't
give this game.
But at the end of the day, we are, how many games? 13 or 14 games already?
In the league, 13.
Yeah. 13 games. We won 12.
Yes.
We drew one.
Yeah, it's bad.
And that was against United.
United.
And we are still complaining.
The worst team in the league.
United fans might disagree and say they're gonna
listen.
Improve.
We have after 13 games, how many points? 39 points available.
Yeah, we conceded two.
We have
32.
We have
30.
We have 20 points more than United.
that's nice.
We have 37. They have 17. Yeah.
Yeah, and even Man City is sitting third. I think third.
Man City sitting third after Leicester, yeah?
Chelsea, I mean, who would know that Chelsea will do anything? Because right now,
Lampard
is playing, yeah.
He's not so bad.
And youngsters, they're all youngsters
they're
there.
They're playing well. But yesterday, I hope it's not serious. The striker, Tammy Abraham, got injured.
I hope so, because I think it's amazing. Yeah,
yeah, but he got, it doesn't look good, but they don't know what happened. In Liverpool game, there was a couple of quite interesting things in the game, but the bottom line is that I think we need to win the next game, and it's not an easy one.
Who are we playing?
We're playing Red Bull Salzburg from Austria.
And everybody's looking, I think 1 point to get there, it won't be a problem.
One point will be enough to maybe to be only second. That's a problem.
Oh, is it? Is that our last game or do we have more games?
I think...
it's our last game.
It's our last game. And if Napoli will win against the Belgians,
yeah,
They will have, now we have the same points as Napoli, I think. Or we have 1 point more. No, we have the same points.
The way it's divided out, could we eventually play Napoli in the final?
Yes.
The way it's
yes.
Programmed.
Yeah, irrespective.
Yeah, because after the next round, it's open. Everybody
it's open,
can play.
It's open the last 16.
Yeah.
And it's the draw, and you don't know who you're going to play. And if everyone, if Liverpool and Napoli get through to the final.
Look, I don't think that we played with so much passion last night. I think it was like very settled, and maybe told them, listen, we've got another game in like 72 hours. Yeah, we've got another game. We've got like, how many games we've got this?
The first game this season that he changed the format of the, where the player is standing.
Yeah.
He changed it like twice or three times. Jordan Anderson played in three different positions in the game.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, really.
Well, this
Milner played in two different positions.
Roy, do you think they have a strong enough squad to keep them going right?
Well, I really hope so. To tell you something, Liverpool's been disappointing me for the last 30 years, but how am I still going with it?
Listen, this year it's have to be there.
One thing I tell you, I was a married guy while they had
the last championship. Yeah. And you're still married, you see?
They won last in 1990.
Eh?
Yeah.
It was 1990 they lost.
I think 1990 or 1991, I don't know. No, 1990.
1990, yeah. I think. 1990?
Long it's going to be 30 years if we take it this year.
30 years, eh?
Sure. Twice we nearly got it. Last season and the time when Gerrard slipped.
Who's that, Gerrard?
Yeah, Gerrard slipped.
That was,
remember?
But still, we haven't. I think
Brendan Rodgers was there.
No.
We would have if we won the game. We would have taken.
If we won the game, yes.
Yeah.
Right. The last minute.
Anyway, we've got Elton John waiting. Yeah, he's knocking on the door, and he's. I don't know if you remember this guy. All right, we're back. All right. So we're talking about racism. We talk about Liverpool. We talk about the games. We talk about holidays. Now, what we didn't talk about was, we've got some SMSs from you guys, and thank you so much. 0618951019. Believe it or not, I remember the number without even seeing the piece of paper. 34519, that will cost you $1.50. So the first number I said, 0618951019. That particular one, it's actually a telegram number. What I want to say as well, there's a helpline here. Let me just read that one. Somebody stuck it here. So there's 0800-242436. So just remember 0800-242436. It's if you need to talk, if you're stressed, emotionally overwhelmed or abused. It's basically High FM helpline. You toll free 0800-242436. Caring, it's compassionate and confidential. So God forbid you don't feel good, you want to talk to someone, just call this number 0800-242436. It's a free call, and maybe everything will come right. What can I say? So the holidays are knocking on our door, and how are you, holiday? Yeah, so the holidays are knocking on our door, and everybody now will go on holiday, etc. And people are, and you get all those bonuses, etc. So please, one thing I tell you guys.
They have bonuses, right?
Yeah, they do.
They do,
end of the year, many people get 13 salaries. Many people get bonuses, and there's like, when summer is in the air, when people get out in the street, so you spend more money, there's nothing you can do. So people have, there's more money in the turnover of things. That's the way I see it. I don't know. Normally, even when I used to make chemicals and shoes, safety footwear for knockout, I don't know. In summer, it was better. Better.
So you, like you said before.
Yeah.
You send the guys for 1 month off from the 15th of December to 15th of January.
Yeah.
And you give them a 13th salary. So
they're
getting 13th salary.
Depends
on 11 months of work. So
something like
that's actually a double cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, a lot of companies are not paying out a 13th check. a lot of company. The economic situation.
100%. Yeah. No, no, listen, 13 check is something really South African.
Yes.
It's really South African. All over the world, you don't work, you don't get.
We got in Israel something very, very nice. In the holidays, in Rosh Hashanah, you get a small present. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 300 rand for Woolworths or I don't know, something nice like a toaster. Doesn't matter, but something to show that the
appreciation
that you appreciate it. I think it's very nice.
I think everybody likes that.
Yeah.
But appreciation for what you do.
That's it. You don't have to give a 30.
What I'm trying to say to our audience is that I think this year, if you're planning, like, you got a nice bonus or whatever, do me a favor, don't go and buy a new car. Please don't buy a new car. It's enough now. It's enough. You don't have to show anybody that you got money or whatever. Just stick to your old car for another year. Buy the same car next year and you'll see how much money you'll save. I promise you guys. I mean, I'm not saying buy a new car next year. Buy this car that will be a year old next year and you'll see how much money you'll save. First of all, save about 30% because it is what it is and it's going to be 30% cheaper. Over and above that, if you save the money, your monthly payments, you're going to accumulate another year of payment. So your monthly payment will be reduced to almost nothing. For my opinion, guys, really, really don't buy new stuff, please. I mean, the times here in South Africa right now, let's hope it's going to come right. But right now, at this point in time, it's really not that good. Just relax with the spending. Just relax with the spending, guys. Yeah.
Who do you think buying new cars, Roy? People that really can't afford or people that have the money? That's the question.
You know, it's who comes first, the egg or the chicken. Yeah. People can't afford and normally spending the money, that's why they can't afford.
But who came first, the egg or the chicken?
I think a lot of corporate companies, of companies are buying new cars for their staff, for their upper management levels. But I was going to ask you, Roy, how many new cars are being sold? I mean, is the percentage going down?
I don't know. The way I see it, I think there's a drop because banks are not financing anymore as easily that they used to finance. Banks right now, I'm just really taking into themselves. The way I see it, listen, I'm talking only what I think. And the way I see business is that times are tough. Look, the government saying 30% unemployment. I say 40% easy unemployment. I don't understand the grant idea of paying 17 million people money and takes you back to 35 billion rand every month. It's a big burden on government. Government, for my opinion, keep them as...
But don't forget that these 17 million will not contribute to the economy or to the tax, nothing.
No, they will. They will. For my opinion, people will not die. People will make a plan. If you get money from government, you just sit there and say,
but I'm saying this 17 million, when they're getting a grant, it's a double jeopardy. The government is paying and they're not getting any contribution from
100%.
Them because they're not working.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to
Yes.
say.
So even if they tell, all right, you want to do the 17, I understand what you're saying, and there's a good plan. You want to get the 1700 rands or so every month, come and do a work, some sort of work. Doesn't matter what you do, come paint here. Do that.
Yes.
You understand? So we'll keep the building better, maybe the roads, maybe, you know what, those people can do the 17 million people. I mean, they can cover the potholes, whatever they do, but 17 million people. I mean, they sit at home and do nothing.
Trying,
some people can't, maybe. Some people can't. But let's say 10 of the 17 maybe can. And,
you know, on the internet, there is this, clips of this stuff that they're inventing in normal countries and in developing countries like China. China very good of it. All these kind of machines to do jobs, to do stuff.
Robots taking over. That's what's going to happen.
You see like a machine doing over a kilometer is digging holes and putting trees and whatever. Here you see it with people. The same.
But you can do it.
Yeah,
but you can
it's still cheaper.
You can do it.
Develop the machine and to...
I want to say to you guys goodbye. Ooh, and in the meantime, while we're saying goodbye, I want you just to listen to this. So if
this
anybody wants
is the Hustle with Roy Peretz.
I want to just say goodbye with my dear friend Ivan. I'm sure Liel will like it. So this is Joe Cocker, and shoo, What can I say? You can leave your hat on. And this is, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I just want to say goodbye. I want to say, good weekend. Have a great weekend, guys. I think this weekend is going to have like 35 degrees and 33 degrees. So really enjoy every minute in your private pool at home.
You're lucky.
I sold. I don't have a pool anymore. Now I have a pool in the estate.
It's much better. Somebody else is taking care of it.
It's terrific. Thanks, Roy.
Absolutely. The song that you said, and you said it for me. Now you ruined the song and the movie.
Guys, have a like a weekend. Enjoy Joe Cocker, and see you next week.
And from Peter, thank you.
From Peter, from Liel, and for myself, Roy Perez. Have a like a weekend.